A Devotion for Palm Sunday. His chariot is humility. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Zechariah 9, verse 9. On Palm Sunday, the happy crowds threw palm branches in the path of the preacher from Nazareth as he came to Jerusalem. Palm branches had long been a symbol of royalty in many civilizations of the ancient world. The palm was also a symbol of victory. In fact, successful Roman generals were often granted the right to wear the tunica palmata, a special robe embroidered with palm branches. Yet as our Savior rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, he looked neither like royalty nor a conqueror. True, some were shouting something about the kingdom of our father David. But what kind of king rides a borrowed donkey? What kind of king has a crowd of pilgrims for an army? Our king does. As Zechariah foretold, Jesus comes in a chariot of humility, riding a colt, accepting the praise of children, and wearing the only piece of clothing he owned. His entourage consisted of 12 men who, later in the week, would not prove equal to the great challenge to their faith. They would abandon him to face the injustice of both Jewish and Roman courts all alone. He humbled himself, is how St. Paul so briefly and so shockingly puts it. The Maker of all will allow himself to be mocked, beaten, and crucified by people to whom he had given life. The sight of his suffering shocks and saddens, because we know that our sins also helped put him there. But rejoice, daughter Zion, your king comes to you. He is a king, although he doesn't appear to be. He is righteous and victorious. He comes with a holy life of perfect obedience to offer for your sins and mine. He will conquer death and hell. He will humbly go through everything for us and for our salvation. This is our King. And this is his kingdom. A king who once hid his glory behind shame and death. A kingdom whose glory is also, at present, hidden from the eyes of the world. Yet by God's grace, you who believe are sons and daughters of this King and heirs of an eternal kingdom. And you who trust in him have this confidence: the righteous will flourish like a palm tree planted in the house of the Lord. We pray. Lord Jesus, teach us to humbly live and serve you in your kingdom, knowing that, as with you, first is the cross, but then surely the crown. Amen.